The housing crisis in Halton took center stage at a recent forum, where community partners gathered to share insights and propose solutions. Hosted by Community Development Halton, the National Right to Housing Forum drew over 150 participants, including residents, housing providers, social service agencies, and municipal leaders. In a report, CDH noted the urgency of bold policy changes and key issues driving the crisis. James Dunn, a McMaster University professor and director of the Canadian Housing Evidence Collaborative, pointed to three critical issues exacerbating the housing emergency: the widening gap between incomes and housing costs, the ongoing loss of affordable rental stock, and population growth outpacing new supply. For every new unit that we've produced between 2011 and 2021 in an affordable housing program, we've lost 9 units that were renting for less than $750, he said of the nationwide issue. Dunn said the priority actions must include a strategic and system-wide approach to address the interconnected issues of housing and homelessness. This includes developing a dual strategy that tackles both housing supply and income disparities. The scale of Halton's housing challenges is significant. Daryl Cater, director of housing for Halton Region, shared that the waitlist for subsidized housing has grown by 52% since 2021, with more than 7,000 households currently waiting. Meanwhile, local shelters were operating at 40% above capacity in 2024, and unsheltered homelessness has increased by 185% since 2018. Despite some progress, such as the addition of 243 affordable units across Milton, Halton Hills, Burlington, and Oakville, demand continues to exceed supply. Halton's next 10-year comprehensive housing strategy will focus on expanding housing stock, retaining existing units, and increasing collaboration with community partners, while pushing for greater provincial and federal funding. The forum concluded with a collective call to action. The report states that advocacy, education, coalition building, and community-based solutions must work in tandem to drive meaningful change. Priority areas include pursuing systemic changes, such as rent control and stronger protections for non-market and supportive housing, while also addressing the critical link between housing and income policies.